never a discussion of what the Zapatistas were telling us. How are the children taught? What are they taught? You know, are they taught without force? See, are they free? What is freedom? You know, these are the conversations that Prince kept trying to get us to have, and along with Nicola. What is the infinite? What exactly are you and me? This objective of statesmen to keep us from any authentic analysis, and this objective of statesmen to make torture, they would call it correction, automatic, is an inevitable conclusion for their mindset, their logic, quote unquote, of control. It's an inevitable conclusion to make, the premises of which, their logic, they pulled from Plato and Jeremy Bentham. That is, that the human being must be made self-regulating. Quote, unquote. We've talked a lot about that over the years here, because we've been exploring Jeremy Bentham. And it's only now that the full implications of that, I've been given the help of extreme torture. I mean, the pain. I mean, we've talked before about, and you can access the shows that talk about symptoms and effects in that same paragraph of the blog page where the current date is. So we've talked about that in several shows, so I don't go over it again. But it does change, which is part of the problem, you know. It becomes worse and worse and worse, right? So the symptoms I had at the very beginning pale compared to what they're doing to you now, because they just up the intensity continuously. There's this kind of dread you have of clearing the mucus, because you know you have to. I talked about in those earlier shows about having to get to the pain of it. And so I'm convinced, as I said before, until we have our own doctors explaining the physiology of it, or the, you know, the biology of it, whatever, the physical impact on the body, because I still don't know why it is the knees swell, you know. A doctor could probably tell me easily. I noticed when we did the reading of Erisithon and the description of famine, she had swollen knees, and I wondered about that, you know, and the distended belly, and of course these are symptoms of famine. And I've been thinking about the fact of emaciation as an effect in the later stages, and Nicola displayed this. Prince could not keep weight on either. I certainly cannot, and we've speculated here that the constant assault on electrical seizure of the muscles. It's this constant contraction of the muscles. But it requires a lot of energy just to stay alive. And so you eat and eat and eat, but you're just trying to survive. The muscles are constantly being convulsed, I guess you could say. And the swelling must be in those areas that the body has the capacity to protect its, you know, vital organs or vital systems of circulation, which I suppose might explain the need. In any case, I'm getting off track, but my point is that the pain of clearing is extreme. the more advanced the torture gets. So it is not, what I'm experiencing now is not necessarily applicable to those who may get targeted. And it may be you're just trying to figure out what's going on with your body, which in my case was pain, just all over body pain. And I know that this happened to my neighbor across the street, to my neighbors around me. I am absolutely certain that they systematically eliminated the people around me who I had a relationship with, using this weapon. You see what I mean? They rely on it for everything, absolutely everything. So we are. Make a decision that we believe Nikola Tesla and not the statesman who control the media, who will tell us that it is a fabrication, the truth of the EMF weapon.
Witnessing a change, but the alcohol.